Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are one of only a handful of NFL teams without cheerleaders. But it wasn't always that way. Surprisingly, the Steelers were actually the very first NFL team to have a cheerleading squad. In 1961, Steelers entertainment coordinator William V. Day recruited co-eds from Robert Morris Junior College to help cheer on the floundering team. Eight young women chosen on the basis of their appearance, personality, coordination, and gymnastic ability made up the inaugural Steelerette squad. Donning modest, knee-length skirts and hard hats, the Steelerettes kept the fans' spirits high by performing energetic cheers and dance routines to live music along the sidelines of Forbes Field and Pitt Stadium. By 1962, the local media took notice as well, featuring the squad on a weekly TV show and in newspaper articles. As their popularity grew, so did the Steelerettes' responsibilities, making regular appearances at charity functions, hospitals, and local schools. By the late 1960s, the idea of professional cheerleading squads caught on with several other NFL teams. While the Steelerettes projected a wholesome image, the new generation of NFL cheerleaders followed the example of the more flamboyant Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. With the opening of Three Rivers Stadium in 1970, a decision was made to disband the Steelerettes. When reporters asked Dan Rooney why, he replied, "We don't need them." And most Steelers fans agreed. Pittsburgh's about football, not the sideline entertainment. While the Pittsburgh Steelers are still without cheerleaders today, the Steelerettes alumni regularly meet at the Heinz History Center's Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum to reminisce about their experiences and cheer on the black and gold.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.